I always kind of like to be on the level of everyone else, but it's no problem. Thank you very much. This evening, I'd like to bring a message from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Lately, I've been studying the parables and the sayings of Jesus, and it always fascinates me when I come across a saying of Jesus or a story of Jesus or something that he says, and it's hard to understand. And I think maybe if I just read it and study it enough, I can see what he's trying to say. We're going to look at a passage today that at first glance, it may be hard to understand. But once you understand some of the Hebrew idioms and some of the background here, it'll become very clear and it will have a marvelous application to missions. Matthew chapter 8, and I'm going to just to summarize what we're talking about here and then read a lengthy passage and then focus on two verses. Matthew chapter 8 occurs shortly after Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. And he came down from that mount, verse 1 of chapter 8, and when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. The mountain was apparently a relatively flat place with a natural amphitheater on the slopes near the Sea of Galilee, where they say that a person can address thousands of people at the same time, and they could all hear him. So he comes down from the mountain, and he performs two unusual miracles. First miracle, he heals a leper. The second miracle, he heals the servant of a Roman commander. So in both cases, he provides healing for those whom the Jews viewed as outcasts, as untouchables, as unreachables. And yet Jesus frequently does the unexpected, and in this case, he reaches out to two groups, two people that normally the Jews of that day would have thought, you're never going to reach those people. You're never going to see a miracle in their lives. They'll never believe in the one true God. So, in verse 3, he's asked by the leper, can he be healed? And Jesus, it says in verse 3, stretched forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. By the way, it was against the Jewish law for him to touch a leper. But the Greek indicates that the instant he touched, he said the words, and with the word came the miracle, and by the time he touched the leper, instantaneous healing took place. So he didn't touch a leper, he touched a clean man. Incredible. But then, even more incredible than that miracle, comes the next one, which we'll get to read here. Let's see, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievous tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will.